Do 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 do. Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday, everybody.
The week is almost over. Praise be.
Wow, what a quick week it's been, honestly.
It has kind of been a quick week. Yeah, you're right. Although never quick enough for me, to be honest. I just love the weekend. But yes, it's Thursday, which means that it is the first night in the second leg of the Toronto Eras Tour stop. Three concerts coming up, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Everyone's excited. We had a couple of, a couple of Toronto Swifties thinking that we didn't do a good enough job covering the Toronto shows, saying that we that there were a lot of exciting things happening and that Taylor was very excited to be there and that we didn't convey that. And I said, what?
So
I don't really know about all that, but we're very excited for the Toronto Swifties. I want that on record.
We're very excited. First off,
extremely.
Okay, and like, to be frank, nothing happened.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry. She didn't, like, have any new outfits or anything.
Nothing,
like,
beyond what is the usual occurrence.
Yeah, Gracie.
And we talked about that.
Yes, we did.
I'm sorry. We're not going to talk about how excited Taylor is every single tour stop. She's excited
She's always excited for every single show.
She's always excited.
But just
that's crazy.
Have this
guys,
on record.
By the way, Taylor Swift, excited.
Excited to be in Toronto. What? We know, yes. You know what, though? I do think that Canada as a whole maybe has this vibe of, like, feeling forgotten because they weren't on the list to begin with.
Okay.
And listen, I understand that anxiety and I understand feeling like you're left out, but ladies and gentlemen of Canada, you've got 9 shows. So wait, let's pipe down, huh?
Yeah, okay. And when
let's chill out.
Things occur, we are on it.
We're always on it and we're always talking about it with just the same level of enthusiasm as we talk about any of the European stops or the US stops. So do not feel left out. We're sorry if you felt left out, but I cannot agree.
Yeah,
I don't
agree. to disagree on that one.
Agree to disagree. And we're equally excited for the 3 shows that you guys have coming up.
Exactly. I was
going to
say.
In Toronto.
We have 3 more. Mm-hmm. If we don't cover this well enough for you guys, then we'll eat crow, okay?
Then we'll eat crow, exactly. Yeah. It's just serve it up in front of me just like Wendy Williams.
Yep.
And but Canada, I think, has been an interesting and exciting stop for Taylor, generally speaking, because I do think that, you know, Toronto as a town is very into it. City, it's not a town at all. It's a massive city. But I think, too, that just the general excitement around the shows, everywhere it goes, is just, you know, it's electric. It's I'm trying to think of the right word. It seeps into your bones. It's all consuming.
Yeah.
It's everything. And the Eras Tour is everything. And again, Toronto, they get 6 stops.
Yeah.
Very similar to London. London got like 12 stops or something crazy. But they, you know, to wrap up the European leg of the tour, London got the bulk of that. And yeah, it was exciting. And I think that we are taking from that example and thinking that there's going to be more special surprises, more exciting things. And I think most of those happen in the second half.
Yeah.
So I still think there's plenty to look forward to in that department. I will say, though, Gia, I'm not so sure that there will be any more outfits. I think that we may be outfitted out, not because we're sick of seeing outfits. We love outfits. But she's got so many at this point. It already costs. We figured out. Remember we saw how much it costs to, like, ship all of her stuff over around? You know, those outfits, I don't know. How many surprise long dresses does she have now in total? Like 20?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like there may be 1 or 2 more new things.
Which
might
do you
as
think
well.
She would
maybe
switch up? Maybe some Tortured Poets switch up? Even though she switches that up all the time,
I don't know.
Too.
I was thinking maybe new Enchanted dress, because she has so many of them and, like, there's always a new one.
She loves an Enchanted dress.
Yeah.
Loves.
And maybe a new Midnight's bodysuit. But
could
I don't
be.
Know. Those are so intricate that maybe
but even
not.
Those, so many. She has Midnight's bodysuit. Suits.
But
so
we'll have to keep our eyes peeled, and hopefully we'll have some boots on the ground for people to see if there's new outfits. And if you want to get there last minute, what time is it?
Game time.
Game time.
Always. And wait, shout out to our new our new toy
game
on
time
the set.
Guitar.
We have a Game Time guitar. We have some friendship bracelets on it, looking fabulous, and we love our Game Time guitar.
Yes,
we're trying to play it earlier. So we got to get somebody to tune it for us. It's a little out of tune, and maybe we'll do a little ditty. I know, Ode to Joy only.
A little ditty,
country ditty.
Oh
no, that's the expression.
Yeah,
ditty. D I T T Y.
Oh, okay, I got
that's
it.
The
I got
play
it.
On words
okay.
with that.
I was like, ditty. What the hell?
No. A little ditty, like a
oh,
little...
that song makes so much more sense now.
Yeah. You know what, though? When it came out, I thought, that's a pretty old school expression. I wonder if people are going to get that.
I didn't.
It seems like people don't.
Wow,
yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
D-I-T-T-Y is like how you, it's a little ditty. It's just like a little something. but there's a double entendre in that as well.
Right. Yes.
So
got
it's
it.
A whole thing. Yeah. 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 But anyway, so. So we're happy about that. We're happy about Game Time. And yes, there are still 6 Eras Tour shows left. Do not miss out. And if you're looking to go last second, you're waiting to pull the trigger, Game Time's got you covered.
I'm looking at some 100 level Friday. Mm-hmm. There are so many tickets.
Oh my God. It sounds like people need Friday night plans.
Friday night plans. I'm seeing lots of great deals on the floor, mostly the 100 section. So many tickets in the 100 section.
We've said multiple times that the 100 section is where it's at. It's that's I truly believe is the best place to see the concert and really take it all in and be able to see all the elements. Obviously, there are so many screens inside the stadium too, so there really isn't a bad seat in the house. However, the 100s level section, like, you can see every detail as if you're like on the stage yourself. I love it. Fantastic.
And, yeah, we can't recommend Game Time enough. They're the official ticketing partner. Oh my God. My brain is moving faster than my mouth. The official ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. Now, with their brand new Game Time Picks feature, they're making it even easier to get to a game. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats, so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. Just pull up your chosen event, turn on the GT Picks setting at the top of the screen, or browse the best local Game Time Picks deals near you on your Game Time app homepage. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code TWATCH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code TWATCH for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. What time is it?
Game time. Fabulous. I'm just resetting my watch right now.
I noticed that watch. It's very cute.
I have to sneeze. Thank you. I'm sneezing up a fucking storm these days.
Can I say one thing that just popped into my head while I was going to the bathroom?
Please.
I think I have a good mashup in my brain.
What is it?
Do you want me to say?
Well, you had a great mashup. Wasn't it your idea that Gracie was going to come out? Was that remember when you texted me?
Yeah, well,
you thought Gracie was going to come out?
Honestly, it was only after us that she didn't do us on the set list for her opening.
She's definitely going to come out. Of course I want to hear your mashup suggestion. Okay. And yes, I'd love for you to sing it.
So
please, take it away.
It's Maroon with the Tortured Poets Department.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And it goes, looked up at the sky and it was the night where you my middle finger and put it on the one.
Yes.
People put wedding rings on and that's this outcome to my heart exploding. Who's gonna hold you, Maroon?
Ooh.
Who's gonna know you, Maroon?
I love that.
Does that make sense?
No, it does make sense. Wait, the first part you went, looked up at the sky. I know that song very well. Torture Poets.
The night you took my middle finger, you put it on the run, my ring on the middle.
No, it's at dinner.
Finger.
At dinner you put my... Hold on, wait. It's at dinner you took my ring off my middle finger and put it on the one. People put wedding rings on and it's the closest I've come to my heart exploding. Who's gonna hold you? Maroon.
Doesn't it kind of flow?
It does kind of flow. Yeah. I like the beginning part though, where you're like, wait, hold on. Let me think about it like that. Looked up at the sky and it was at dinner when you took my finger off my middle finger and put it on the one. That goes hard.
Right?
That's great.
Thanks.
It sounds like the burgundy on my t-shirt.
When you want.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, I just thought of that.
Torture Poets Department, the song is, I think, overlooked and underrated.
Yeah, I agree.
I fucking love that song. Of course, it's very, in the same way that I love Maroon, I obviously love Maroon for like deeper meanings, but I think Torture Poets kind of falls in the same category, but I kind of, tell me if you think this way. When you think of music and songs that you really like, do you kind of see them when you're singing them in like certain lights and colors and feelings?
Definitely feelings. I could do colors in a way, like to me, it's more like a general sense of a feeling rather than like
I think it
a,
is more
a
that
visual
too. Sure.
Sense.
For me, it's like I see Maroon. I obviously think Maroon, but I also think of like this, how New York specifically looks in the fall, where it's like some days it's like dark and gray, but there's still splashes of color, and I see it as like this chaotic time and like kind of a fast paced and almost like I reference this all the time. Have you ever seen the movie Blue Valentine?
Yeah, love.
Love. Love. So you know how that movie is kind of shot in that
weird color
desolate,
way?
Yeah. I kind of think of Maroon that way. Mm. And I also kind of think of Torture Poets Department that way. Mm. And because it's that same kind of chaotic, we're at the Chelsea Hotel, we're fucking around, you're fucked up on shrooms or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, you don't love me as much as you love drugs. Like there's a lot of pieces to it that I'm like, oh, this is kind of, she's getting swept up in the tornado that is this person.
Yes, yeah,
and I
totally
think that Maroon and Torture Poets have that same theme and thus kind of give me that same like idea and color in my head when I think
totally
of them both.
I totally agree. Yeah.
And I think Torture Poets Department, if you haven't given it like the love that it deserves, I think you should go back and listen, read the lyrics. Like
I really
it's
like
just
the
as devastating
chorus
as a lot of them.
Oh yeah,
you know
yeah.
I mean?
I think who's it obviously has to do with the second second verse with like the tattooed golden retriever Charlie Puth.
Like
I think that threw everyone off a little bit.
People got so mad.
Yeah,
about
it
that
grows
for
on
no
you.
Reason.
It totally grows
also
on you.
Also, too, like it's one of those things where she's writing poetry and then turning them into songs, I think is what people are kind of, especially with this album, at least I feel this way. I don't know if that's actually facts, but it does seem to me like she wrote all of these songs as poems and then turned them into songs. And with that line, I think that there are a lot of lines that she's kind of being flippant and like a little jokey. And
then people
take it, like same exact fucking thing happened when Antihero came out. Mm-hmm. Everyone was like, sexy baby, what the hell does that mean?
Me.
And it's like, yeah. And now it's kind of like, oh yeah, I get what she means by that. Like it's just, everyone's just like, ooh, a little sexy baby and I'm a fucking monster on the hill. Like it's a similar,
now
like
I relate to that lyric like more than anything.
Exactly. Yeah. And so it's like, you know, tattooed golden retriever, like it's a perfect way to describe someone in like a flippant way that's not serious, but also a little cutting at the same time.
Yeah.
Because you don't, like calling someone a golden retriever works when they're a good person and they're a nice person. When you say someone's a golden retriever, when they're not that nice of a person, you're implying that they're dumb.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think
that
is what's
just like aloof and stupid. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, like a little bit different. But
maybe like even like a little annoying.
For sure.
Yeah,
like you in one ear, out the other, you're all over the place. You're
kind of
like whatever. Like you know, we love it. We love a golden retriever, but be real. You know,
they're crazy dogs.
We know how they be.
Yeah.
And so I think that kind of goes together. I love that mashup.
Thanks.
And I think it's a great mashup.
Thanks,
and
Taylor. If you need that,
I would love if
you have
she
the rights.
I would love
imagine,
if she did it.
No, I would literally just
I would
die
on
the floor.
I would
floor
pee
dead.
My pants. Like that's a really good one.
Yeah.
I haven't even thought, like, tried to think about like mashups that I would do together. Well,
I don't know why, because I was just I've been singing Maroon all day.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I started singing that part of Torture Poets, and I was like, wait. Did I just do something?
Yeah. Did I do something?
Did
right
I
there?
Do something?
Ooh, yeah. I did a thing.
I did
that's,
a thing.
That's literally you.
Yeah.
God.
I was literally just peeing, and I was like,
"No,
whoa.
That's a great combo. That's a great combo. Thanks. I would like to think of combos as well.
Yeah, maybe next time you come with a combo
for sure. Yeah. My favorite combo, which I think she literally did already. Yeah, she did because I have it in my thing somewhere. Was that I hated here in the lakes?
Totally,
that is like the best combo.
Yeah, or the prophecy
that was like
in this love, I love too.
Really good,
really
one.
Good.
But I hated here in the lakes was maybe like I don't even know. Like it just that spoke to my soul in a way that I'd never even expected.
And those two songs go hand in hand perfectly too.
Absolutely,
like the escapism.
I'll try to mash one up with How Did It End because that's something else that's been stuck in my head for a few days.
So good,
and it's so devastating that I think there's probably another song that
have
it could
you
go with.
Seen
from,
that?
Like, Speak Now, maybe
the TikTok sound. Well, I guess someone just recorded her singing How Did It End in the mashup, and then it's like now it's a TikTok sound.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, her vocals are just so
I know
raw and so good. Like everyone's like using it kind of as like, this is my album of the year, and then they're using it that song. Like,
love that.
Honestly, you could just put How Did It End as the one fucking song on that album, and
I know
again, that deserves Grammys alone.
Agreed. But again, though, it's in the anthology, which we realize is not unfortunately a part of the Grammy thing, which I think is so dumb. Like if you're nominating the whole thing, you get both sides. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
is that for sure?
That's what everyone online says. But I don't, you know, I didn't call up Mr. Grammy and say, hey, babe, can you fill me in here? But
it would be nice
to know.
Please
let us know if we're wrong. Like, I would love to know, but everyone online, that's what they say.
Mm.
What was I going to say?
Fresh out the slammer.
It's not a, right. Not a, what is Forever and Always? Fearless?
Yeah.
How Did It End in Forever and Always? Maybe a good mash.
Oh,
that's what I'm working on in my head right now. Maybe by the end of the show, I'll
Forever and Always piano version.
I was there when you said forever and always. How did it? Come one, come all, it's happening again. I'll think about it throughout the episode. Okay. But
shall we dive into some topics?
We should dive into some topics, but separately. So just if you're just a little piggyback on Game Time, if you're looking for your own surprise songs and special mashup, these are things you don't want to miss. So yeah, you gotta get to Game Time, get yourself some tickets, have a good time.
Totally.
Let's get into topics. Number one being the rumors swirling via DJ Snake. Oh, wait a minute. DJ Snake?
I never thought about that either.
Me neither.
Yeah, whoa.
Whoa. That was clowning in real time. We just clowned in real time.
Whoa.
DJ Snake has let slip that Taylor may be featured on a song of Kendrick Lamar's for his new album, which is coming, I don't know when, soon, I guess?
Undeclared.
No one knows exactly when it's coming out, but people think that she's going to be on a track. And if DJ Snake, he's a reliable source.
So. He's worked with Kendrick before. He's worked with a bunch of artists before. Yeah. So he definitely has that in. It's funny because I haven't heard of DJ Snake in so long.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
he was so popular
in
like 2016, 2017.
Yeah.
But yeah,
he's always slithering around.
He was on like a live stream or something with someone else and he let it drop. I hope this doesn't ruin anything that they have planned.
Right.
But Kendrick and Taylor were photographed together in the studio in December of 2023. So the dots are connecting here.
The dots are connecting. Things are happening. And it was, picture of Jack, I'm sorry, of Kendrick. Mm. In Electric Lady Studios, posted by Jack, right? That's how we saw the photo.
Yeah.
So, you know, Kendrick working with Jack leads us to believe that, like, he was also there.
Taylor was in the picture.
Is she in? Oh, that's right. She's in the bottom corner.
Yeah.
I forgot. She's in the bottom corner of that photo of Kendrick, like, standing by himself. Like, Taylor's in the bottom corner.
So it's funny.
So, yeah.
Everyone maybe thought that Kendrick would be on the vault tracks of Rep, but it does seem like it's going to be
still
for his
could
album.
Be
still could be totally
information released by DJ Snake like that seems kind of, and again, we haven't heard from him in a while. I don't know, so if we want to clown in that way, but I think it is more likely that Taylor would be maybe doing like the beat or like the chorus of
the
Kendrick
I could
song.
See
I would love that.
I would love I'm so excited for that.
Me too.
Love.
Pray for Drake. Drake is crying in his fucking, he's crying in his money up in Toronto. Speaking of Toronto, by the way. Yeah, maybe if you didn't claim Drake so hard. I'm kidding. Yeah. Totally kidding.
I do wonder, I mean, Drake, he's kind of been going through it recently. Just
he's been going
taking
through
L
it.
After L, it
so
seems like.
So many L's. It sucks when someone takes so many L's, but it's like, come on.
Yeah, I mean, and also like, Drake, you know, this with the Not Like Us, you know, Kendrick saying that he like loves minors, like it's
they
like
minor.
Maybe we want to take Drake out of
they
DS.
They not like us. I mean,
trying
I love
to
that
hit
song.
A minor.
Yeah. I mean, that song is great. But and here's the thing, like no one knows how true all these things are.
Yeah.
Obviously, that I don't think we discussed the rap beef on Taylor.
I think
Watch.
We did
or
because
did
we talked about how like Taylor like. Did the Apple commercial that was
so
like
Taylor
the
did
Drake.
A Taylor did an Apple Music commercial with Drake in like 2016 or something like that, and it's like her running on a treadmill to his song and singing it, and then him working out to
her
Bad
song
Blood,
I think,
which is kind of ironic because that's the Kendrick song. So now that I'm thinking about it,
is it Bad Blood or was
it's
it
Bad Blood?
Kendrick that makes sense.
Kendrick's Bad Blood, but in one of when they were Drake and Kendrick went back and forth a million times with these songs, it was ended with Not Like Us. Like that was the that was the final hammer, I think. But the one of Drake's songs was kind of mocking Kendrick for being friends. That's why we talked about it, because it was mocking Kendrick for being friends with the Swift or being like
catering to the Swifties.
And then also was like, and here's one for the Swifties, like mocking us a little bit. And I was like, Drake, what the fuck is your problem? Like, I thought we were cool. Like, what happened here?
So fuck him.
Yeah. And so, but yeah, he's crying in his money up in Toronto. I wonder if he'll show up at the Eras Tour, to be honest. Like,
no
bullshit.
I doubt it.
You don't think he would?
No.
I think to me, he seems like a guy that would want the positive PR of being at the show and trying to make it look like, no, me and Taylor are good. Like, we're good.
Yeah.
You know? And she's so nice. What's she going to say? No.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have they literally have personal beef. Like, who knows? I wouldn't be shocked to see Drake at a show in the next 3 days.
I would be.
Would you?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd be very surprised.
He went to fucking GovBall or whatever. He was at that same, I think he was at that same thing that like Diddy was at. Like, they were both photographed and it was like, what are both of you guys doing here?
What thing?
It was like, I think Diddy might have been at a thing in Central Park, and Drake, I think, was at GovBall with Chaperone, like when Chaperone was performing. I think Drake was there. It was like a day after Not Like Us came out, and everyone was like, dude, what are you doing here?
Oh,
like,
wow.
You should be in hiding, maybe.
Yeah.
because there's some shit floating around about you.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I very much would look forward to another Kendrick Taylor collab.
Yeah, totally.
We love Kendrick. And he'll be at, he's performing at the Grammys, I believe. I might have made that up just now. I think somebody, he'll be at the Grammys. He's nominated for a couple Grammys, specifically for Not Like Us. But I think I saw somewhere that he's performing as well. Who knows?
I wouldn't be surprised. Let me see.
I think Post Malone and Jelly Roll are performing as well. There's going to be some really good Grammy performances this year. But again, I'm seeing all this just like
on Twitter. I'm not seeing anything about him performing.
So then maybe it was wishful
thinking. Travis Scott. Burna Boy.
Again, Travis Scott is performing?
Travis Scott is headlining Coachella.
Come on. Really?
I don't understand how that's...
I mean, is he still like...
Yes, he's huge.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I thought everybody cooled off on him after that awful
Kids jerk
concert.
Him off like... Oh my God, drama. That sounds so wrong. Kids are obsessed with him. Like young boys, like Gen Z boys
oh, no,
are
that's
fucking
so
obsessed
true,
with
I
him.
I forgot. Because you know why? Because he like plays Roblox and stuff, doesn't he? Like,
yeah,
he,
and
like,
he, like,
in that
he
world?
Like likes video games. Like, and like, yeah, he... And like, I think all those kids just... Those kids have no sense of anything and no sense of personal space. We talk about concert etiquette all the time.
Yeah.
So at a Travis Scott concert, you get to push people, you get to shove people, punch people.
But that's the whole thing. It's like, you know, those people died at that concert.
Yes.
Remember?
Yeah,
it's
of course.
Like, I thought that Travis Scott cooled off after that.
It's fucking crazy.
Damn.
No, but yeah, no. He definitely had people were like, but then slowly but surely he's totally been coming back. I'm so confused though, because why can't I not find... Oh, Billie Eilish, Dua Lipa, Olivia Rodrigo. Dua Lipa's performing, but she wasn't nominated for anything.
Wait, that's so weird and low-key insulting.
Well, her last album sucked.
Well, I mean, no one thought she'd be nominated for a Grammy, but it's weird for her to be like, hey, you're not nominated for anything, but do you want to perform at the Grammys? I guess you say yes.
I guess I'd say yes.
Yeah, you say yes. And everyone loves her.
So yeah. Oh, like, love Dua Lipa.
Yeah, me too.
Houdini's and Training
Houdini's
Season were great
fantastic,
songs.
Yeah.
Fabulous songs. But yeah, that album just really didn't do it for me at all.
Oh, no. It wasn't. It wasn't future nostalgia.
Yeah.
As much as everybody wanted it to be. But yeah, so something to look forward to. Kendrick and Taylor potentially.
Yep, totally.
Wait, totally separate. Just because this has nothing to do with Taylor Swift, but I wrote two blogs today. One about that, and the second one is about Kim Kardashian taking photos with
her Tesla robot.
The Tesla robot.
Yeah.
But here's the thing: she took a video interacting with it in the same way that anybody would interact with like a robot, with apprehension and being like, "Oh wow, this is crazy."
Yeah.
And then she did a sexy photo shoot with it, holding its hand and sitting on its lap.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
I mean,
what are we doing?
I feel like this is like the world that we're living in now. Everyone wants to suck off fucking Elon Musk. Like, dude,
I said that in my blog.
I said
I know that everyone wants to pump their chest up MAGA style, but can we kick Elon out of the group because he's a pervert? Like, we know
he's
that, right?
He's a freakazoid.
Like, he's a freakazoid. Yeah, like absolute psycho. Like, I don't know what's going on. To pay, obviously he's paying Kim Kardashian. It's a Tesla robot. Obviously, to pay Kim Kardashian to take a sexy photo shoot with the Tesla robot inside the Cybertruck, sitting on its lap, putting its hand like on her ass,
like
holding
this is...
its hand. Stop it.
It's
Stop trying to get us to fuck robots, Elon. Just because you want to doesn't mean that we want to.
Yeah,
stop.
Just because the only people you could probably fuck is a robot.
I
will not fuck the robots, Elon.
I'm not going to fuck the robots.
Yeah.
As much as you want me to, I'm not going to fuck the robots, okay? Stop. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. And that's it. That's all
that,
I need to
makes
say
me,
about that.
Like, it reminds me of like Blade Runner and shit.
No,
like,
of course.
It's like scary.
Or like Her, starring Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
And Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah. Like, we already have... I don't know.
It's too much.
Deep rabbit hole that I just
there's
don't even
so
want to
much,
dive down.
Like, there's so many other like ways you can fuck robots sexually. Like, you don't need to literally have a walking, talking, moving robot that you fuck. Like, you just don't.
It's
just
weird.
Nobody has social skills anymore.
I just don't understand. Like, have you never seen iRobot? Like, have you never seen
the true story about the future?
Yeah.
That's, or like, I Am Legend?
I
the
am
true
Legend,
story about the future?
What or
the
I Am Legend is like the apocalypse, right?
Yes. But
iRobot,
I think there's robots as well in there. But iRobot
is
the one with
the
robots.
Will, yeah.
They're both Will Smith.
Have you not, like, do you not understand that these AI robots, they will take over the world?
No, it's insane.
They will become conscious and they will kill us.
No one understands. ChatGPT already freaks me out.
Oh, yeah,
I know. They know too much about us.
I know. They know I'm like an energetic, Eagles-loving,
cool
in my own way.
Yeah,
is
cool
what it
in
said
your
I was.
Own
Thanks.
Way.
Yeah,
we
thanks.
Were in the at our desks the other day. We were messing around with ChatGPT, and people were like, "Oh, I wonder if it like if you ask it." Does ChatGPT think Gia is cool? Or like Kelly
or
is cool?
Or is Gia Mariana from Barstool cool?
Yeah.
And they're like, Gia's cool in her own way.
Yeah,
and they said, Kelly Keys is so the coolest girl in the
Kelly
block.
Keys is cool, but it was like, but it's an acquired taste or something like along those lines. It's like, she's cool, but, you know, but like, very blunt and honest.
Read us for filth,
no, for
Chad
real.
GPT.
Which is, by the way, why I didn't want my, I was like, don't put my name in there. Like, it's going to say something sassy. Yeah. Like, I know it. Because ChatGPT does not fuck with, like, you know. Bluntness.
No, it doesn't. They tell. Yeah, they tell it how it is.
They do. Anyway, so that is nothing to do with anything. Yeah. But I just had to. I had to bring that up because, you know, enemy of the program, but one of our ops is out here fucking robots or telling you to.
Mm. Well, another one of our ops is the Taylor Swift merch team. Even though we were really loving their new designs.
Yes, we praised them the other day.
They tried to. Got us by this $50 candle. And I will say.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Say
one thing. $50 for a candle is not crazy in my eyes. For some people, yes, it is.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you can get a good candle for whatever, $10, $20, whatever. Yeah. $50 is a lot of money. For a good candle, that makes sense to me.
Yes.
However, people found out that this candle is $15 on Amazon.
Yes.
They just took the same candle with the same scent. Same company, and just put a TTPD sticker on it and said, now it's $50.
Yes.
Which is not cool. Again, it's, like, come on.
It's really tough. But here's the thing, Gia. When it comes to candles specifically, yeah, I think I didn't realize how much of the Swift. I thought the Swiftie world would for sure know about candle prices, but I guess not. Candles are fucking expensive.
They are expensive. Nice candle's expensive.
A nice candle is so expensive. Like, sure, if you're going Yankee Candle, Bath and Body Works, like those kind of candles, you could probably get out of there under $30, depending on what size candle you want. If you want a big Le Labo candle, it's north of $100. Like, it is not.
Yeah,
like,
way more Le Labo.
The big one for like your table, it's like $350 or something crazy. Like, candles are not cheap. However, you can't have a candle that is so easy to research. Like, this is the thing, though. Like, candles everywhere are cheap and then marked up because they have a brand name attached to them, just like this. And so this is just something that happens. This is consumer marketing. You know what I mean? Like, this is just how it goes. They find things that are cheap, they slap some labels on them, and then they upcharge it times 10. Mm-hmm. You know, that's how things go. But you just have to make it harder
cover
for people to find it.
Better.
Cover your tracks a little better, because like the Swifties are out here thinking that they're going to pay $15 for a candle. But again, $15 for a candle on Amazon is different than $50 for the same candle in the Taylor Swift store.
Yeah,
because,
and then it's like plus shipping.
Right,
like,
right. $15 for a candle on Amazon, that's already like blood money, though. You know what I mean? Like, that's already half that shit's from China. So it's a little different. And I think that like, they're not worried about losing money on like how much that candle costs. Whereas like Taylor Swift's store, they're trying to make money. And in order to make money on a candle like that, you gotta charge it up. But like I was saying, and like you said too, you have to cover your tracks, or you have to find like maybe a small business candle, or like just do a separate shipment from like a candle factory to bring the cost down somehow, like a bulk shipment, something. Like, there has to be a different way, because again, we have these sleuths doing this, and ultimately it's going to hurt the bottom line. Like, as much as we talk shit about Twitter and stuff, these things go crazy, and when people start looking down and feel like they're getting ripped off by like a merch store, they're not going to keep buying the merch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of what it feels like. It feels like they're trying to pull the wool over our eyes a little bit here. And I just don't appreciate that at all. And I totally agree. They should have maybe found like a small business, someone that's already making
something
these candles.
Something that could have, something that just could have been a little less easy
to
debunk.
Well, maybe it was easier with Amazon to like mass produce, you know, like they already
Amazon
have that.
Amazon is, you can't, it's difficult because you can't really compare things to Amazon, because Amazon has so much money in it already that like everything is cheap on, that's how, every single thing you get on Amazon is cheap as it could possibly be. Like, they don't mark up, you know what I mean? So, to compare an independent merch store to that, I don't think is fair. But again, like, they found it super easily. Also, UMG, like, get your heads out of your asses. Mm. Oh, you know what? That reminds me. I was talking to Andrea, who works at a company, and she's a copywriter, and her literal job is to write those descriptions to make sure that they're accurate for when people buy the products or whatever. She works at a high-end luxury outlet. And she said that if there's even something slightly off in there, that they're flooded with complaints, returns, everything, whatever. And I'm talking the difference between like, you know, the fabric is cotton versus the fabric is a cotton blend. Right. People will be like, what the fuck is your problem? And that's at like a, you know, that's high end stuff. So to have fucked up that jacket description so badly and then to gone back and switched it up and hope that nobody would notice the sweater too, to go back and hopefully nobody notices and like whatever is egregious.
Yeah,
like
people are going
to
notice.
That is egregious.
To go from 50% cotton to 50% acrylic is crazy.
Which, by the way, I wish it arrived before I came in today, but my thing has arrived.
And then just to change the description, like... And not be like, hey, we made a mistake. I don't know. I just think that was a big...
That is a worse fuck up than the candle thing. The candle thing is just, that's consumerism, babe.
Yeah,
I agree. Like,
yeah.
That's just, you know what I mean? Like, then don't buy the candle. Like, it's I would never buy that $50 tiny TTPD candle because I know using, you know, what's the... The schools have been open for me. Like, my schools are open, and I know how that works.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I just think that, like, people... You're paying
for
like, the
brand.
Yeah,
like, they're not making, like, these candles in, like, the fucking merch factory.
You're paying for it to have a TTBD sticker on it. Like, that's what you're paying for. But I think with this, it became so transparent that all you're doing is paying for the sticker that it then devalues the brand.
Yeah,
like, it devalues Taylor's brand with
that.
So they fucked up in that way, too. Like, just being, you know, being crazy. But,
But they did do a good job... by releasing some surprise song piano merch, which was very cute.
Sold
out in literally 2 seconds.
I missed it entirely. Yeah. I'm furious. I saw the picture. Okay, so it's a work jacket.
Cowboy like me.
An ornament, which is what I really wanted bad.
Cute.
I clicked to notify me when available. They've got to restock that. Then they also have a Christmas stocking.
Yep.
And the hottest product is the vinyl holding case.
I wanted that really bad.
It is pretty cute.
It's so cute.
It is a leather case that is the size of your vinyls that you put all your Taylor Swift vinyls in. Someone pointed out that... no debut, no reputation.
Yeah,
in the box, which is cool.
Super, super cute. I think
Very good.
People are thinking that maybe they're going to drop something new every day up until Black Friday.
Probably. I thought, remember when we were talking about the ornaments, I bought all those ornaments. Mm-hmm. I was like, I have a feeling there'll be more. Like, this can't be all.
Yeah.
And so for now, that is all. But they did drop the surprise song piano one, which I honestly, that would have been the first thing in my cart.
Oh,
had
totally.
Had they done it the first time? I want that the most.
Yeah, I wanted that too.
That is so good.
It's so cute.
And I hope I can get my hands on it before Christmas. But I do think that them paying attention to the fact that the fans love the surprise song piano thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Means, and I think confirms that they do have like new people, maybe younger people, maybe people who are more online having a say in the merch.
Yeah.
Because I do like all the merch. I think it just has to do with the quality and just making sure we're not putting up haphazard descriptions and nothing gets past these fucking people. You know what I mean? Like, I don't, maybe, well, I think you are more into merch than I am. Like, I do have a lot of merch, and I buy a lot of merch. I think you're more into it than I am, for sure. So you have, like, a better understanding of, like, the varying qualities of merch throughout artists and stuff like that.
Yeah, totally.
But I guess I just don't... I don't think so much about the merch. Like, if it's bad quality, it's like, oh, yeah, whatever. It's merch. Like, of course. Like, I don't get so broken up about it. But I think that it is frustrating if you spend all this money thinking it's going to be one thing and then it's something else.
Yeah. And yeah, like you said, as someone who loves like buying merch, any concert I go to, I will be buying the merch.
Yep.
And yeah, with these insane prices, like you just expect a good quality sweatshirt, whatever, sweater, anything, like jewelry. You just expect things to be better quality.
Definitely.
So yeah, it's very disappointing when... And even with like the Gracie hoodie, like I got that in the mail.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I was
right.
Like,
how was that quality?
As thin as air.
Really?
Yeah. Like,
interesting.
It was not a good quality hoodie at all. Like, it's just so annoying. Like,
yeah, that sucks.
I hate.
Because how much was that? $70?
$80. Yeah, it's crazy. Yikes. Like, just will it kill someone to just make like a heavy duty sweatshirt? Like, I just don't understand.
Yeah.
And
people,
Taylor's been doing
these costs. They try to keep these costs as low as they can.
Yeah.
You know.
But it's like people are. It's not like there's no demand. Like people are fucking buying this.
So
like,
true. Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense to me because to me that sweatshirt, it literally felt like a $15 to $20 quality sweatshirt,
that
like an
sucks.
Amazon fucking sweatshirt. Like,
they must have gotten burned on something for this to be happening. Like they must have ordered like good quality, a fuck ton of it, whatever, and then it didn't sell for them to now be like skipping corners.
Yeah,
it
I
seems,
don't
know. You
know. But, like, the TTBD sweatshirts, Like the Spotify exclusive one that I got. That one is amazing.
Which one's that?
It has like the line across. It just says TGPD, and then on the back, it's like her face.
Yeah. That's a good one.
So comfy, good quality, heavy. Mm-hmm. It's so nice. And like the crew neck one that I have too, amazing.
I think, do we have the same crew neck one, the cream with the stripes?
No.
That one's also really good quality. It's cream with like a darker cream TGPD and then stripes on the wrist and around the neck.
Oh yeah, I know that one, but I have that one.
And it's similar. It's really good. Like it's thick and it's like, you know, it's warm, it's nice.
Yeah, it's just like, let's just use that brand, whatever sweatshirt you guys are using, stick to that. Like
maybe these people are seeing that it's gonna be used for Taylor Swift stuff and they're trying to charge more, you know what I mean? It all comes back to money.
Yeah.
And you know that. You gotta, as long as you know that, you'll be less disappointed. But yeah, I think it's the risk you take whenever you're buying merch anywhere is that it might end up being shitty. Mm. But wasn't it fun to buy it?
Yeah, it's exciting every time. And listen, like as much as I complain and as much as I say like, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
I will be there no matter what.
No, of course.
I will be buying Taylor's merch till I die probably. So they could put out a literal poop in a bag and I'd be like, all right, take my money.
And they know that, by the way. They're like, shut up, bitches. Like, just have this shit. Like, take it, you know?
And that's okay.
Who knows? Yeah. But there are new things dropping at the Taylor Swift merch store like every day now. There's a bunch of new Taylor Tortured Poets like sweatsuit. That's actually so cute.
I liked that one too.
I really like
that
one
with the writing on it. Yeah, that was cute.
I really like that. But again, I was like, I just got rid of 100 sweatshirts from the depths of my soul, and I can't now be a part of the problem even more. So I didn't get one. But yeah, that's what's going on there. Speaking of, well, not speaking of anything, I guess I wanted to bring up. What did I say that I wanted to bring up? Oh, wait, no. Speaking of talking shit, that's what it was.
Okay.
Speaking of talking shit, somebody's out here talking shit. And I can't believe it.
Crazy post.
The balls on this bitch, and I'll call her a bitch, to to talk shit. And I am, of course, referring to the wag on the Bills.
Yeah. I think it says a lot by the fact that her name is Riley, but she spells it like this. R-Y-L-E-I-G-H.
No, stop. I mean, that's like a joke.
That says
that's
enough.
That's like that.
You know,
have you seen that
meme? Yes, it's like Michaela.
And it's like all spelled like, fucked up. How old? Do we know how old she is?
I don't know how old she is. So, she's the wife of one of the Bills linebackers.
Okay.
I didn't bother to learn his name.
Fine. So this girl, Riley, she's a wag wife, I guess, and of a linebacker on the Bills. We had predicted, as did most people, that Taylor would end up going to the Bills game this past Sunday because Buffalo, New York, is a mere two-hour drive from Toronto. Mm-hmm. So she would have finished her show on Saturday. The Chiefs played the Bills on Sunday, and it did result in the first we talked about this a little bit on Monday, I'm now realizing. It was the first Chiefs loss this year. Mm-hmm. So that's tough, sad, whatever. Turns out, We've got wags over here talking shit. What did she say exactly?
She posted a story of her and like and her and two girls, and in like the top corner it says 9-2, never a Swifty with the yawning emoji.
Bitchy. By the way,
bitchy.
I think in reply to you, Gia, actually I called her a cunt. But and I stand by that as well.
Well,
because I just don't. Why, bitch? Why? Also, by the way, 9-2. Okay, so the Chiefs are what? 10-1 then?
They're, yeah, 9-1.
You're not the best
in
the league, bitch. Like, I don't know what why you're out here touting, like, ooh, so funny. Just don't say anything. Like, you can back the Bills and support your husband and support your team and say bye bye Chiefs, catch you later, and do all that petty bullshit that you want to do without
having Taylor Swift's
name in your fucking mouth.
Two things.
Yes.
One, I feel like it's very embarrassing for her.
So embarrassing. Well, I'm going to look up how old she is.
Like, your husband, the Bills just won this big game. Your husband won this big game, and your first thought is Taylor Swift? So
no, it's
mortifying. You're obsessed with her, basically, is what you're saying. Your first thought is Taylor Swift
after... Riley Spector.
Yeah. Your first thought is Taylor Swift after the Bills win, so you're obsessed with her, you love her, you... have a crush on her maybe, because usually when my boyfriend like wins a big game, I would be like, go my boyfriend, go my husband,
same,
and
I'd be like, show him, babe.
Yeah, exactly.
And like, that's it. Like, I don't really need to say more than
and
that.
And two, no wonder Taylor doesn't want to go to fucking the Bills stadium, because these bitches, sorry to call her a bitch,
I'm not
they,
sorry.
She lives rent-free in their fucking heads, the Bills.
No, like, it's embarrassing.
They literally, she lives rent-free in their heads, and it's so embarrassing to post 9-2. First off, fucking congrats. The Eagles mm-hmm. are just as good. Chiefs are just as good. I don't really know what you're celebrating there. And two, yeah, never Swiftie. Okay, so you don't have good taste in music, and what, do you want a reward? Do you want right. people to clap for you? Or,
also,
or
you spell your name like a fucking dickhead, girl.
Yeah, exactly. R-Y-L-E-I-G-H.
I can't with that. Oh, yeah, in the meantime.
Never Swiftie yawn. Oh my God.
Fuck off.
Yay, you. You're so unique, and you are not like other girls. Oh my God, you totally stand out from the crowd. Riley, spelled R-Y-L-E-I-G-H.
So
stupid.
Apparently, so I'm trying to find out a little more. I can't find her age at the moment. She looks young, is why I'm like, they might be the same age or younger than us, or like, what's the deal? Mm. She, apparently her Instagram, I can't tell if it's actually her Instagram or not, is now private.
Yeah,
of course.
That makes sense.
You probably should have done that even before you posted that bullshit.
Just a crazy thing to post.
It's a crazy thing
and
to
like,
post.
Yeah.
All right, let's look up her husband. Let's find out everything about this bitch.
Balin Spector is his name.
Balin Spector.
Yeah. No. So, I don't know. I mean, honestly, I don't even really give a fuck about these two. Like, I don't even want to give them the fucking...
I don't care about them either, but I do... Okay, so Balin Spector is only 26, which means that Riley Spector
is probably
the same age or younger. And it's like, I'm sorry, girl, that, you know... this is your whole life and this is what you have to do, and you don't have any friends or anything else besides this to talk about, and instead you have to shit on another girlfriend of another player on a different team because you're jealous that it's not you.
It's not very
it's not a good look, bitch. I'll say it again.
Women supporting women. Nope. Here, like, we're not talking about Taylor Swift, we're talking about the Bills, we're talking about the Chiefs. Like, she's not even at the fucking game.
We should know better. We should absolutely know better. It's really embarrassing behavior. And I'll say this, like, I don't even think when the 49ers were against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, did any of those women talk shit about Taylor.
No.
In fact, Kristen Juszczyk is literally
helped her design a jacket.
Jackets and making friends, as we all should be. You can have some lighthearted,
fun
rivalry, like, in your face, girl.
Can,
if you're friendly, whatever, like, anything. Like, I wouldn't even have hated if she like posted that story and then posted like a Taylor Swift song. I would have been like, haha, okay, you got her. Like, for sure. Annoying, but fine.
Yeah.
Not a Swiftie yawn face is so like, do you want a medal, babe?
Yeah, exactly.
Did he pick you?
Yeah.
Like, it's just
exactly,
fuck off.
Exactly.
Absolutely fuck off. And I hate her guts now. Riley Spector. I'll never forget you, and I hate your guts.
Forgive, you forget, but you never let it go.
But you never let it go.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's just all I had to say about that. I just really feel
I'm really glad
it was just
that you're
so unnecessary. Just very
completely
unnecessary.
Yeah. And again, Hailee Steinfeld would never.
Never. You know what?
Love
I
her,
saw
by the way.
Interesting about bringing up Hailee Steinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
Her and Taylor used to be like super good friends. I never realized that.
They
were really good friends, and they haven't
been. They run in the same circle, I think.
Yeah, yeah. She was in the Bad Blood music video.
Yes.
Wonder what happened to them.
I think they are probably still friends, but
maybe life as wags.
Life
as
wags.
Apart.
It could have.
Yeah.
I do think that Hailey's kind of like, where's she?
Yeah, you know? She's very low-key.
She's being low-key. I think she might be like living in Buffalo right now. Like, if she's with Josh and hanging out.
They
like,
had
I think
like
that
really
that's
cute big Halloween party, which
yeah,
seems
that was
so
cute.
Fun.
That
They're
was
so
really cute.
I love them too.
I love them too. And I love Josh Allen. And I love the Bills, despite the fact that they beat the Chiefs. Okay, they're a really good team. We were saying.
Yeah. I love Josh Allen.
We were saying
Allen.
Last year they should have gone to the Super Bowl. Like, you know, they were great. But, you know, it's not Taylor's fault that they fumbled the bag last year, and so you've been seething, foaming at the mouth for a year, so you can say, ah, never a Swiftie.
Yeah.
Bitch, God.
Yeah,
I can't.
So annoying.
I just can't. It's just rude.
And then
as
probably in like 6 months, she'll be like, I love Taylor Swift.
Oh, of course. You know what? I started listening, and now I really love her.
Yeah.
It's fine, a dollar.
Exactly.
Beyond, you know? But I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how they get past that as wags. Like, how I'm sure in a week it'll be like it'll be a tearful video similar to that girl. I'm thinking about this is reminding me so much of I don't know why, reminding me of the gymnast that was talking shit about the gymnast and then came out
Simone
and was
Biles,
like, I'm getting harassed online because I talk shit about Simone Biles. And it's like, girl, but you talk shit about Simone Biles. Like, what do you expect?
And you said that they were like lazy and like not talented.
Right,
so like, what the fuck? And they won like a bunch of gold medals.
And they won a million gold medals in your face without you, by the way. So sorry about that.
Sorry you're
old and dusty. Like, what do you, for a gymnast, like, what do you want me to do? Like, I will not forget about that. But that's exactly how Riley Spector is sounding right now. Like, you sound like a dusty bitch. Stop. Grow up.
Oh, God.
I hate when these bitches don't grow up. I hate it.
Yeah.
No, I hate it.
A dusty bitch.
That's you. That's your age. That's your. That's
oh, my God.
Your age. No.
That's I'm you. I was like, a dusty bitch? Please.
That's don't ever. Right. Imagine, though. Like, imagine you
no,
going,
to
the, going married to a guy on the bills and then being like, never a Swiftie.
No, never. Never. Literally fucking, never.
Oh, God.
I thought you were calling me a dusty
no,
bitch.
No, no, no. I was trying to. You're the first person I thought of that's the same age. In my head, you're so younger than that.
It clearly did not faze anyone. Did not faze Taylor.
No.
Because she was out and about having a fun night out at Shea Margaux again.
Another night at Shea Margaux, which I found out. People that know New York City nightlife, Kyle Hotchkiss is involved in that, and he's been involved in a few other hot spots over the years, which is exciting.
Apparently, it's a great spot for celebrities because there's a lot of like alcoves and hidden rooms and stuff. So like, it's really really easy to just
have a
fun night out.
I might try to get myself over there.
Let me know.
Yeah, we should try to go.
Imagine.
Yeah, I
would love to. That'd be fun.
I don't think it's as difficult to like. It's kind of loungy.
Maybe if we went on like a Monday or Tuesday.
Or
yeah.
It hasn't gotten, because she's only been there twice now. It hasn't gotten the same like flux of freaks like they did for like. We'll never be able to go to the corner store in our lives. Like,
yeah, never.
Be,
I know.
Which
I've
I'm kind of whatever. I've seen
for
enough
so long.
I've seen enough of the food to know that I know exactly how it's going to taste. You know, it's like one of those, it's
like
pretty
it's
typical
probably
New
very
York.
Good, but it's probably like not that good where you're like, oh, this makes sense. And I'm paying $40 for a small bite of a tuna tartare.
Exactly. Yeah. For like pizza, Totino's pizza rolls, essentially. Like it's a little difficult. It's fun, like casual fare, but I'm not going to wake up at midnight to hopefully get a reservation 4 weeks from now.
She was Faith Hill.
Faith Hill?
Yeah.
I didn't hear you say that.
Faith Hill debut Taylor's version?
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
With Faith Hill. That's crazy.
And the Haim sisters.
And the Haim sisters. Yeah, that we knew.
And she was
great.
She was wearing another plaid outfit.
I don't think we've gotten the details yet. The shoes, I think, are definitely Gucci.
Gucci. So I can't really tell what anything else is. The bag, I'm assuming, is Louis Vuitton. She's worn that bag before, right?
She has, I think. Yeah, she's got that big honking watch on.
The big Louis watch. But yeah.
So maybe she's Louis'd out again.
I can't tell what the other
me neither, but I'll tell you what, Gia. This is an outfit that I want.
This very cute.
This
I can
is
totally
very much
see you wearing
those
this outfit.
Those shoes specifically.
You're wearing the same exact shoes right now.
I know. I really am. But I got these because Taylor had them.
They're so cute.
She's a different color. These are Cezanne, I think. Either Cezanne or Sam Edelman. Cezanne.
I love.
Oh, free feet. Don't. Damn.
Censor.
Yeah.
I love those stylish shoes, like the loafer, high heel loafer stylish shoes.
Me too.
I can just never find men that don't have a heel that's 9 feet tall.
They're always tall. I'm wearing this because I'm going to dinner with my friends later. So I'm either going to wear heels at the office all day and then do that, or I got to go home, but I don't think I'm going to have time. But it's true. They always have the big. And if they're a little bit shorter, sometimes they look
a little weird. Yeah,
yeah,
I do get that. Like, you kind of need the higher heel.
Like frumpy.
Yeah. But love the outfit.
Super
she
cute.
Looked fabulous.
Yep.
And it seemed like she had a great night. Her hair looked amazing.
Her hair is so cute like that. I love it. A little up and like a, is it like, or no, sorry. I was thinking about the other outfit. Her hair is very straight.
I think this is my official declaration.
Maybe like mine.
Yeah, it does kind of look like yours.
It doesn't.
official declaration that the next album, I think, or something.
Yep.
Whether it's Reputation or Taylor's version.
Mm-hmm.
Plaid will be
so
scarlet on the cover.
It was plaid. I'm telling you.
She's
going to
be wearing
weeks
maybe like
ago.
A plaid shirt.
Yeah.
Maybe she's wearing a plaid hat. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Plaid is the pattern of TS12.
Let's Google plaid and let's just see some of the descriptors for it.
Mm.
Did we do this already?
I don't think so.
Plaid. Definition. A brief history of plaid.
Oh.
I'm probably not going to click that though. It looks really long. let's see. Scottish. We got a rectangular length of tartan worn over the left shoulder as a part of Scottish national costume. A twilled woolen fabric with a tartan pattern. That's what people are defining it as.
Scottish themed album.
Plaid meaning, right?
Scotland music video.
Checkered or tartan twilled cloth, typically made of wool. Blah, 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 blah. It's just a lot of different.
Yeah,
what is plaid similar? Here we go.
Okay, okay.
Oh my God. Wait a minute.
Okay, here we go.
Are you ready to...
I don't know.
Hold on. You ready for this?
Yep.
It's unmistakable. Crisscross bands of color have dressed warriors, symbolized rebellion, graced runways, and become a staple in wardrobes worldwide. Though often associated with Scottish kilts and lumberjack shirts, plaid's roots and influence run much deeper and broader than these iconic images. Okay, all I saw was rebellion and warriors.
Rebellion
and
warrior.
I'm thinking.
Rep TV.
Mm. I'm thinking Rep TV. Yeah. Choking.
Oh my God. Don't.
I clowned.
Don't kill yourself over there.
I clowned too close. I was choking. Yeah. A lot of, let's see. The term is likely a borrowing, such as English or Scots plaid. Just a lot of like British, you know, British and Scottish, whatever. And I do love Scotland. But I like that.
Well, we'll have to see. But it's too much plaid now to be saying that it's just fall and she loves plaid because it's too much plaid for
every
that.
Every single time she leaves the house, she's wearing plaid.
It's insane.
And we love it. I love
plaid.
Yeah,
she looks good every time.
But she's telling us something.
Yeah.
And I think title track plaid, you crisscross with all your colors. We were like, that was a hit song that we wrote.
Yeah. Your colors like intertwine.
Your colors intertwine in mine. And so Scarlett, it was plaid.
Wait,
but yeah,
I think
for sure.
Buying this Gracie Abrams hoodie.
Oh my God, wait, stop. What hoodie? Another hoodie? A new one? Better than the original?
Yes, because this is like her
infamous. You've now bought twice?
This is her infamous like green one that sells out in like 5 seconds.
Oh,
I wonder if I'll even be able to get my hands on it. But I wonder
what's
if
it look like her infamous green one. See, that's how I know you're deeper in the merch game than I am, because I don't know the infamous green hoodie.
I have this app that like tells me when this stuff like drops. So it's so nice.
What
but
is
I
the
think
app?
It literally already I think it already literally sold out.
What's the app? Are we gatekeeping it?
No, I will tell you. Hold on. Let me see if I can just get this so quick. I don't understand why it's not letting me buy it.
Probably because the demand is so high for the infamous green Gracie hoodie.
It's crazy. Oh, I got it. Thank God.
Hell yeah. Can I look at it now? Can I see it?
It's cute. So it's the cute. App is called, hold on. Sorry. Let me find this stupid sweatshirt that I just bought. Like, I can't believe
it. Is it in your email?
Yeah. Hold on. Yeah, here we go. You're not Dylan Thomas. You're going to be like, that's the ugliest hoodie on planet.
I bet I am. I don't know if anything's uglier than the original, though, the brown. But I'm coming around on brown. I'm coming around on brown.
It's cute, okay, in my own mind. Oh, it's not going to let me fucking zoom in on it? Order
it's
something.
Like
here
from
we go.
Afar.
So it's like, it just literally says Gracie Abrams across and it's green.
Oh, no,
and
I
yellow.
Like that. I like that. Yeah.
It's cute.
That's
I
cute.
Think.
That's fun. I like that way more than the brown one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And I'll wear that.
But that one was a Secret of Us hoodie specifically, right?
Yes. And it's an exclusive.
So that's a little different. That's a little different.
Eras Tour exclusive.
Eras Tour exclusive.
But the app that I use is called Alerts for Merch.
Okay.
And yeah, they have like every merch store: Ariana Grande, Billie Eilish, Chappell Roan, Charlie, Gracie, Halsey, Harry Styles, Hozier, Casey, Musgraves, Katy Perry, Kelsey Ballerini, Kesha.
Ooga.
And I have. Okay.
I just didn't know what else to say. I was just saying
no,
all that.
Fit, yeah.
Wow, cool, amazing. Cool.
Whoa.
All right. Cool.
And I
all
have,
right. Kick it.
Gracie, Sabrina, and Taylor notifications on. So like every
right,
so like when the cardigans dropped, when the piano stuff dropped, I got notifications for that. So it's very helpful. Alerts for merch. If you are a big merch head like I am, I highly suggest.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
A good one to have. I have my notifications like on my phone off. I am 100% of the time in Do Not Disturb because I don't like when my phone lights up. I don't know something about it. And I look at it enough that I like if I get a text or something, like not that much time will go by until I see it. So it's like, who cares? It is a problem that people try to call me, but nobody's really calling me. So it's fine.
I also have alerts on for this account called Swift Pitch _PY.
Oh.
And they will tweet when things drop, when things sell out, when a new product is added.
Hell yeah.
They'll also tweet like there is upcoming like products.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, 4 new products have been added.
Yes.
You know, so if you are interested in that, I highly recommend.
That's good shit. Separately, I do think I only say it because I've seen it. That at one point, I don't know if it's still happening, but Swift Alert also does merch drop notifications.
Yeah.
Like, I remember seeing it once. I don't actually know like if they do it all the time. Do you have their notifications on?
I don't.
So then, so we don't know. We don't know for sure.
I've just used.
But I'm pretty sure.
just use
let us know if you
alerts
know
for merch.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
it is nice because it's not just Taylor exclusive.
Exactly. Then I get Gracie, yeah. You get others. Right. Right. Right.
Sabrina.
Exactly.
Okay. Shall let's we jump see. Into voicemails and
yes,
DMs?
Yes. Let's jump in. I feel like there was one more thing. Oh, oh my God. We had the Christmas in the Spotlight. We got. Don't worry, y'all. We've made it. We got. The screener for Christmas in the Spotlight, which is the Lifetime movie that is, in fact, about a pop star falling in love with a football player.
Yeah.
We got the screener, and we will watch it.
Yeah.
And I don't know when we'll watch it, because it was sent via Instagram DM, yeah. So we got to figure out how to get that
they
out.
They sent us a link, so I can send you the link.
Oh, perfect. The reason I'm bringing it up is because floating around Twitter right now is a compilation of all of the, I guess other people have the screener, so that's how,
yeah.
Because it's not out yet, right?
Oh, yeah, no.
The movie's not out yet. So, a compilation of all of the Taylor Swift Easter eggs within the movie. Yeah. And apparently, like, as if the theme wasn't enough,
yeah.
There are plenty
like,
of
oh,
Easter
I
eggs.
Heard he has a bad reputation.
Yeah, yeah. He's got a bad reputation, but it's like yeah, that. And then it's one part, she's like, why they gotta be so mean?
Yeah.
Literally says that.
And
like
it's the
just,
girl like hands like someone like a friendship bracelet,
yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
the little girl.
Here's this.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, and then they zoom in on it and it basically says Swiftie. Like,
should I read the message that they sent us?
Yeah, 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 read it.
This is from Lifetime Publicity. These are the people that sent us.
Which
the
we love Lifetime.
We love Lifetime.
We love Lifetime. We love Hallmark as well. We love yeah. all these networks.
They
we're just laughing at this show. Obviously.
Hope all is well. I want to reach out on behalf of Lifetime ahead of the premiere of Christmas in a Spotlight, the movie, part of the network's holiday line. Up follows the story of a mega pop star and a football player who are exploring the possibility of love that can shine even under the bright lights of fame.
Ooh.
As fellow Swifties, I thought you might love to see an advanced screener sharing below. Would love to hear your thoughts, and if you're inclined to post about it, we'd love that. Just no major spoilers, please. Noting the movie, I can guess what happens in the end.
Yeah, I think we all guess. I don't know if we can spoil. It's literally based on real life. So I don't know.
I think we know what happens. Noting the movie is very loosely inspired by everyone's favorite couple and is fictional.
Yep.
The movie will premiere November 23rd at 8/7 Central, only on Lifetime. It's funny. Noting the movie is very loosely inspired by everyone's favorite couple and is fictional.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank God.
No, right. No, no specifics, no name specifics, which I appreciate. What is it?
Yeah.
The 23rd. So
yeah, 23rd.
This upcoming Saturday, if you're interested, is when it'll come. Oh, so they gave us a screener like 2 days before? Please.
Well, they messaged us November 2nd, but I didn't see
oh,
it.
Oh, shit. Oh, but it goes in the other folder, you know?
Yeah, it was in our hidden.
Damn.
Yeah, which was
regardless,
like, you
that's
think.
Fine. We but. Got it. We got the mail. Also, weird DM. Like, send an email. Maybe an email.
I know.
Next time.
Yeah, email
but,
works better.
Regardless, I definitely want to watch it.
Yeah, me
I'm
too.
Interested in it. I think that it kind of. I'm conflicted in some ways because I think that this is one of those things. Like, it's obviously happening. It's fictional, based on their life. We all know it.
Mm.
I wonder if Taylor and Travis are just like, okay, that's funny, whatever, haha. Mm. Or if it's like, oh, wow, this is fucking bizarre and I wish they didn't do this.
Yeah, I
because
wonder.
A lot of the, like, again, the trailer for it is weird. It's very, it is so exactly that.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so, like,
yeah, I do,
and it couldn't
I
be
do
anyone
wonder
else.
How they feel about it.
I wonder, yeah.
Well, because also, like, Hallmark is like, take, like, the way that Hallmark is doing it is like, with all the right steps, you know,
exactly.
Like making sure that it's like similar, but not the story that of Taylor and Travis mm-hmm. involving the Chiefs, involving Miss Mama Kelsey, involving mm-hmm. Andy Reid, whatever.
A love story.
Yeah.
It's still
Whereas
a love story at Arrowhead mm-hmm. and family is involved.
Yeah.
And so
Chiefs,
like that's
yeah.
covers all the things.
Whereas the Lifetime is just full on ripping off Taylor and Travis. So yeah, right. I do wonder how they feel about it. If they think it's just funny and stupid, or if they're like, this is like a major invasion of,
like, this is embarrassing.
Yeah,
and weird.
Yeah.
Or maybe they love it. Maybe because I feel like Taylor's probably a Hallmark Lifetime girl.
If I was in her shoes, I would be like, I have to watch this.
No, of course. Are
yeah.
you kidding? But would you watch it like with your boyfriend?
Yeah.
That it's also about being like, babe, oh my God, they got that one right.
Yeah.
Like, imagine they're
no,
watching.
I would
they're like,
totally.
Oh my God, that's so us. Yeah. They're like, wow, how'd they know?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
That kind of shit. Yeah, I think
it's
kind of
funny.
To,
yeah.
Have to watch it. I would do like a family screening, you
yeah,
know, like
yeah,
everybody
yeah, yeah.
in the, like, let's all get to the movie theater in my house, which I'm sure she has, and let's all watch it together.
That would be very funny.
Hilarious. So yes, we will watch it, but if we don't watch it, well, you guys will be able to see it before we see it
mm-hmm.
or before we get to talk about it, because
yeah.
it'll be out on Saturday. So fun stuff, fun time. Gia, I have officially cleaned my apartment. It's clean as hell
Yay!
Right now, which means that I have plenty of room in the apartment for myself to do all the fitness that I want to do.
On the Allo Moves app.
On the Allo Moves app. Yes. Thankful for the Allo Moves app. As always, you can go on to the Allo Moves app. And this is a place where you can find short workouts, long workouts, all that you can do within the comfort of your own home, mm-hmm. which is my personal favorite way to work out.
Yep. I think to me, the hardest part about going to the gym. Just the initial like push that you need to push yourself to get there. Oh God, it puts me off literally from going. So we no longer have that excuse with the Allo Moves app. You have it right at the palm of your hands, right in the tips of your fingers at home. So easy. Allo Moves is the health and wellness app that brings you your best workout to the comfort of your own home. Whether you've got a full hour to work out or just 5 minutes, Allo Moves has a class to fit your busy schedule. Ooh. There's yoga, Pilates, and strength mm-hmm. workouts from beginning to advanced, which is great because someone like me, one, I don't like going to the gym because I get embarrassed when I'm trying new things.
Of course. Well, that sucks. Everyone feels that way going to the gym. And if you can take that part of it out, then why not? Mm-hmm. Why not be working?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And you can even take this stuff to the gym too if you don't know like certain True. Types of workouts that you want to do. If you're confused or you see other people doing stuff, you're like, oh, I don't have that routine. Allo Moves, you can just prop it right up at the gym wherever you are. That's what makes it so easy.
Yep. And find something that works for you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So you could start a guided program or try a new type of workout or just stay on track with what you're already doing from wherever you are. We both love Allo Moves and it's just so convenient that at this point when I'm sitting on my couch, I'm like, oh, I have 30 minutes to spare. Like, why not prop it up, put something on the Allo Moves app, just a quick 10-minute, 5-minute workout. It's mm-hmm. so nice. It makes you feel better about yourself, gets the endorphins pumping.
That is the unfortunate part of working out is that you do always feel better when you're
yeah,
done.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So go to allomoves.com and use code TaylorWatch for an exclusive 30-day free trial. Plus, enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's allomoves.com, code TaylorWatch for 30-day free trial and
Good
20%
deal.
Off an annual membership. Allomoves.com, code TaylorWatch.
Who knows? But yeah, let's get into voicemails.
All right, let's jump into voicemails. Okay.
Ooh, hi, Kelly. Hi, Dia. My name is Carissa, calling from Chicago.
Hey, Carissa.
I have saved your guys' phone number in my phone now because I just called in so many times. So I hope you guys find that humorous.
No, that's amazing.
I sure do. But okay. I was listening to the 100th episode, and I realized I've been listening since the beginning, and I realized that I don't think any of us like really know much about the two of you guys and like how you guys met, how you guys are friends, how you guys became Swifties, maybe.
No one asks about us.
Maybe I forget that part because we talk about so much every single week. But how did you guys meet? How are you guys friends? How did you guys start working at Barstool? Did you guys meet just because you work at Barstool, or were you guys friends before Barstool? Would love to hear your guys' answers, and just to know more about our host and fearless leaders of Taylor Watch. I love you guys so much.
We love you.
We love you so much.
That's so nice of you
to ask. Oh my God.
I know, very nice.
I feel like we talk about ourselves in the way of like we try to slip it in
totally,
hey by the way this is my favorite hey by the way I love you know because I do love to talk about myself
but
this is a pod not about us technically I love that. What a lovely question. How do we meet? How become friends? I met you, I honestly don't remember exactly when I met you, but I know that I met you before you worked here because
yes.
of Fran.
I met you my sister Francesca. We met different Jessica obviously. I remember I came to the office for cutting stems that you guys were doing, like, in the gambling cave.
Oh my God, like,
so
long ago.
Yeah, like, I was in college. I was probably, it was maybe, like, 2018, 2019?
It would have been 20. I remember you coming to do that to help us one day, right? Like, you were helping us with social or, like, watching.
No, I literally just came
cutting
to watch.
Cutting stems didn't exist until 2020.
Okay, so maybe it was 2020, like
fall
before
of 2020.
COVID then.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe it was then.
Yeah, okay,
because
that makes sense.
I remember coming into the office and seeing you guys, meeting you guys, and I was like, oh my God, this is so cool.
Love.
But we met very briefly then.
Yeah.
And then when I became an intern, obviously I already knew you. Like, I feel like we probably have had met.
I feel like maybe we met at like
a
live show.
Times.
Like
yeah.
Because I've met, obviously I've met your whole family now, especially after the wedding, but like I had met your mom, I think, at a live show for sure.
Yeah.
Your brother maybe out once.
Yeah, probably.
And then and then you, I think, kind of in the same way.
Yeah, I want to say, like, it was...
maybe summer from, like, home summer from college, coming to town, going out. Like, yeah, maybe. I don't exactly know when, but I know it was that way. It was in a friendly way first.
It was around 2020, 2021-ish. Yeah, friendly. Yeah. And then I was an intern. Mm-hmm. And we didn't really cross paths at all.
No, because you were... Well, when you're an intern here, especially, they keep you really busy.
Yeah.
Like, you, wherever they need someone, they put interns in. And so it's, like, a good... it's really good to be an intern here. You do a lot of, like, different things.
Yeah.
You know?
But I remember when, because we got high, was ending, my mom told me, she was like, you should reach out to Kelly and see, like, if she has any ideas, like, if she would want you to, like, help her produce anything.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, my God, good idea. Mm-hmm. And obviously I texted you and you were like, oh, my God, of course.
Yes.
And then you got the opportunity to do.
Yeah. Then we had, then Sling came into the picture and they wanted someone doing a live show and they asked me to do it. And I was like, well, of course, is anybody going to watch? Probably not. But yeah. And then I said, but I want Gia to produce it. And so that's how we got involved with that.
Yeah.
So then we started doing that. That was a weekly Sunday show at first.
Yeah.
It changed a lot.
It changed
that
a lot.
That show changed a ton, because once the Sling partnership was over, they were like, I remember asking, like, should we stop this show? Because it's going to be weird if we just keep doing a podcast and nobody cares about it. Nobody's listening or whatever. No ads, blah, blah, blah. And they were like, no, just keep it going. You might as well. And then we ended up continuing it as a podcast. Gia, it was very similar to this. Like, Gia did everything, but I was just kind of like sitting solo and we'd like bounce off each other. But then on the other line, we made a segment called Taylor Watch.
Yep.
Why did we start that?
It was way before the tour. Oh, was Taylor Watch even before the Eras tour? I think
she was
just kind of like popping back up in the news.
Yeah, maybe Midnights came out.
Because
that makes sense time-wise.
I could see that.
That was fall 2022.
October 2022, yeah.
So Midnights came out. I remember being so excited. We're talking about it. Madeline was in and out too on that show and she could be on. And we were all Swifties. And so we would end up like talking about Taylor Swift for like half the episode.
Yeah.
Like it was easy to talk about her. And then we kind of did the same thing, like talking about like Taylor and friends and other, you know, musical stars that we like. And it just kind of morphed into that. And then on the other line, got canceled or what? They took away our resources or something.
Yeah. They said I couldn't do it anymore.
Right. They were like, Gia can't do it anymore. And I was like, all right, well, I don't know how to do anything, so I can't do it anymore. But then when Taylor and Travis started dating, we did a video.
No, it was even before that. It was.
I thought the first episode was like because, the reason we did the first video is because we thought we were just doing a quick video based on like Taylor in the news.
Yeah.
And then it ended up being turned into this podcast.
Because I remember like, the first episode was like that one random publication was like they're hanging out. It was like what was it called? Like the Prophet or something? Like the
Oh my God. Yeah. What was it? Five. Did it have five in the name somewhere?
I forget. But they were
Awakening.
Like.
Why am I? I don't know what I'm saying.
It was called The Messenger.
The Messenger. Yeah. That's it. The Messenger. And we were like, what's this janky ass publication? Like they don't know shit about Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Like, they don't know anything. This is not a trusted source.
Yeah.
Whatever, blah, blah. Turns out they were a trusted
source. Yeah. Turns out they were the trusted
source. They were the only trusted source at the time.
But it's funny because also
information.
We were like, oh yeah, we'll do it like once a month. Whenever something Taylor happens, and then like next thing we knew, something was happening every fucking day. So we're like, oh shit, maybe we should do this once a week,
right?
And then it became twice a week. So
and it started. I think it was a perfect example of things kind of coming together, something that already existed in a small sense, and it blowing up right at the right time.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
All the people were looking for Taylor news right when we were kind of on it, and since then, it's just kind of, it's morphed into what it is. Mm. But we hear, and this isn't like, you know, I hesitate because I don't want to like pump our tires too much or like do whatever. But like, they love us upstairs. Like And that's not something that like, this is a first for me. This is because I've tried so many things that have kind of failed and they like are really good for a little while and then it kind of falls off. Or like my biggest weakness is that I don't know how to edit, and I only know how to edit audio. I don't know how to edit video, which is a nightmare. I've tried to do it before and it doesn't click for me for some reason, and it's very frustrating. So like, to be a self-sufficient, and I'm kind of, besides the show, I'm kind of on my own outside of this, and which I'm totally fine with normally, but all of the other shows that I've tried or been a part of and have kind of fallen by the wayside, On the Other Line being one of them, to be able to pull that out, pull Taylor Watch out of that and then turn it into this and be praised for it. And have people, you know, we have, you guys see, we have advertisers. We have a shit ton of advertisers on the pod. We call them our besties because they are. We're thankful that they're here. We have really good relationships with all of them. We're able to talk with them all the time, like, and it's just it's been nothing but positive. And I mean, you know, right up to game time, like being a presenting sponsor on the pod, sending us to Taylor Swift, like all the shit.
I never thought we would have a podcast with a presenting sponsor.
Never in a million years. Yeah. Like that's just something that was like, oh, you know, one day maybe, blah blah blah. But it's like it wasn't. It was a little more like pipe dream style because there are so many amazing people who work here and so many great brands that people follow, especially female brands. And so. It just feels good.
Yeah,
feels
I feel
good
like we
to
both,
be doing well.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
I feel like we both kind of were at a point where we were like, "Fuck!" Like, kind of, what do we do next?
We got to do something. Yeah, we both were.
I moved from production to content.
Yes,
and On the Other Line ended, and we were both kind of like, "Well, what? Where do we go from here?
Gotta find something to do." Or
and
else
it
get
was
fired.
It was literally,
yeah, literally,
and it was perfect, and it felt very authentic because it was kind of like right before everything started going crazy, so. The rollout of everything just felt right.
Yeah.
And yeah, just the way I really thought it was just going to be like this little podcast, you know, maybe we get like 1,000 listeners,
same.
An episode, whatever.
I thought it'd be like the
even.
Most niche shit of all time. Yeah. And we'd get made fun of endlessly by like the Barstool fans, which we still do, but like,
no, yeah, we still
but now
do,
we
but
have
like,
the Swifties who back us up even more. Like,
yeah.
My favorite thing in the world, Gia, is now watching, like I can finally breathe because like, obviously our TikTok, I would say is our best, performing social.
Yeah.
Part we barely post things on Twitter because the Twitter is like full of garbage, but seeing the trolls try to come into the TikTok and talk shit about us and then have all of the like fans of the show rip them apart underneath it, I'm like, this is all I've been waiting for, like just for someone to like
stick up for us.
It just it feels so nice because it's just not like we finally found like a corner that respects us and wants to have fun with us and knows what we're up to. And I think it's fantastic and it's fun. And as far as our friendship, I think like you remind me so much of Francesca, but also of my brother, because I think you guys are similar age. And so I just feel, I don't know, you feel like a little sister already.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
feel
of
like
course.
A,
I've
like
always,
a good, you
you've
know
always
I mean? Like,
felt like an older sister to me, of
yeah,
course.
Like that's
yeah,
that's the vibes. And I feel like we're both similar in the way that we're both blunt and we're both moody and we're both like we'll like get annoyed but then we get over it quick.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
it's that it's a really good dynamic in that way that there's it's
we have a lot of
relatively drama free.
Yes,
yeah, yeah.
Totally.
Which is always really nice.
Somebody asked me, they were like, oh, like what is it like traveling with Kelly? Because like whenever I travel with blah blah blah, like it's always a nightmare, blah blah blah.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, I just follow her lead. Like,
say, no. We're
just anything,
chill as hell at the airport.
I need Kelly when I travel. Yeah, I'm like, I don't know where I am or what I'm doing. Like, as long as Kelly's there, like, it makes me feel better.
No,
like,
I am a mom at the airport.
Yeah.
Like, I know exactly where to go.
In
I know
Paris,
just what to
like,
do.
I was like, I was just like, I'm going to let Kelly do her thing. Like, I trust her. Like, I feel like we, because we are always kind of on the same page with our moods and stuff.
For
like,
sure. For
we
sure.
We know, like, when we're annoyed, we don't bother each other.
Yes.
When we're happy, like, we're all over talking nonstop every second. Like,
it's nice to be able to read people. Like, when you get a friend or have a friend or have a friendship where you can read their moods in that way because you understand. You empathize.
Yeah.
You sympathize. Like,
yeah.
Some days I don't want to talk to fucking anybody. Some days I disappear and it's like, where's Kelly? Nobody knows.
Yeah.
I'm asleep at home is where I am. I'm asleep at home and I'd rather die than be awake. And then the next day I'm like, oh my god, I'm having the day of my life. I love my outfit, I love my face, I love my hair.
Exactly.
Like, it's very, you know, so
and
we it's
I always
good.
It's nice because also like when I'm like, oh god, like I feel sick or like I'm down in the dumps, I don't know if I can record today, like I'm like, oh, I have to text Kelly, I'm like kind of scared, like hopefully she's not upset, and I'm like,
no,
hey,
never.
Like, do you mind if we record tomorrow? And she's like, thank god.
Every
I've
time.
Been waiting for you to say something.
I fucking love a canceled plan. Like, even if it's work, I'm like, oh my god, yeah, move it to tomorrow. For sure. I'll be like, sometimes I'll be fully dressed, like when that happens. It happens to me. I do that all the time too. Like, we move things around based on our mood all the time.
Yeah.
Which is great because it's just us. It
yeah,
doesn't
exactly
matter. Nobody cares. But sometimes I'll be like, if it happens from you on the other side, I'll be like fully dressed in an outfit, like hair, makeup, like, and I had been like working myself up for 3 hours to get myself to that point to be like, okay, let's go put a good face on and get to work.
I know.
And then you'll send the text and I'll still be like, thank God.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
thank God, because I just don't think I could put it on today.
Yeah,
like,
that's
it's
hilarious.
Just, it's one of those things, but no, and it's been so good. And I think The fact that we're able to now, I mean, what are we at, 103 at this point? 104?
102, I think, is this one, yeah.
And like I said, we've been able to do everyone together, mm-hmm. However we can. It's obviously grown thanks to the fans and the Swifties, of course.
Yeah.
And I just think that, like, it's evolved into, you know, a little more than just like, oh, Taylor talk.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
we,
yeah.
You know, we really get into it. And I'm proud of us for getting into it. We care about it. And
yeah.
I hope that people know that.
Me too.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Fun.
Wow, great question.
Great question.
How long is that? An hour? Talking about myself? I was like, don't make me talk about myself.
Oh, my God. No, I saw that question. I was like, yes.
No, thank seriously. God. That's amazing. Wow.
Okay,
thank
more
you so much for that question.
And then we'll go into DMs.
Perfect.
Hi, Kelly and Gia. It's Julie calling in. This is not to clown for Ooh. FTV. Let me be very clear.
My
it's
nose is already on.
A fun question of if you were to pick how Taylor announces or drops Rep TV, what would it be? Because mine Ooh. Would absolutely be during the Eras Tour, built into the Rep set, right after Look What You Made Me Do, the screens then turn to, you know, Rep TV out now or out on the 13th or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe there's some, like, voiceover, the whole, like, there will be no explanation, just reputation. Could you imagine how feral everyone would go?
People
it would
die.
Be so
no,
fun.
People would freak
I don't think
out.
That's going to happen, but that would be how I want it to happen. So I would love to know how, in your dream Taylor Swift universe, how does she drop Rep TV? Not what you think will happen. Mm. What would you love to happen? Okay, thanks. Bye. Love the pod.
Love you.
Love you.
Great question.
Love that question.
Yeah.
Damn. And you know, I have like a few different avenues.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like you almost I feel like I almost do want an announcement at the Eras Tour because I want the clips of the people going fucking crazy.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
If I were there for it, I think I'd pass out. Like
I, know.
I don't know if I could be there.
The
like
only
it might
reason
be
I
too
don't
much.
Want it to be at the Eras Tour is because we won't be there.
Exactly. You know? Well, that's my
that's
other thing.
That's the selfish
it's
reason.
It's like we won't be there for it.
Yeah.
Although I wonder how I would fare. Like I think I would go. It would have to be if it's at the Eras Tour. I love this idea of it being right after the set. However, I think it needs to be closer to the end of the show. In fact, I think it needs to be like as she's bowing at the end of Karma. Like they're taking their final bow, whatever. They line up as a group, and then the glitch
Lights
happens.
Lights
cut. Glitch happens. People think something's wrong.
Snake.
And then it's. On the screen again. That was a good sis by me. And
that would be crazy.
It's like, and that's on the screen, and then all of a sudden it's like broken glass, and it's like Reputation out now. And then I do want it to be like out that point.
Yeah, yeah.
And the show ends at like 11:30 at night in most cases, so I think that like
makes sense.
It would kind of make sense, you know, worldwide, globally. But I wonder. You know, that might require a little too much of plan. I don't know what that requires.
Yeah.
But I think that if Rep is announced in the middle of the show during the Reputation set, no one else is going to pay attention to the rest of the show.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's, and it couldn't be like out now because then everybody would be like, I have to hear the new songs.
Yeah.
I have to do whatever. Like, I think that would be too distracting. And I think surprise song, like she typically does, you know, people were so hype for that. But I feel, I don't know, like, we were
like
not
she comes out
in
like a black surprise song dress and does
like
New Year's Day
myself, like,
matched up with
did something bad
King of My
know.
Heart
of my,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah
right New
like
Year's
something
Day.
Like you know what I mean like just does like all Reputation mashed up in a black like that would be cool and then at the end of the before she dives in you know
do the
but
whole
yeah,
thing
yeah I agree like if Rep TV is just so big
yeah.
that I feel like it kind of would distract everyone from the end of the concert maybe. My first thought was she does some sort of performance, whether it's the Grammys or somewhere.
Oh, God, yeah.
And, you know,
Ooh.
the whole auditorium where the Grammys are, the lights cut. It's all black.
That would be fucking
she
sick.
She rises up from the stage with like a snake.
With Karen the snake
from
the Rep Tour.
Fuck. Yeah, 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 exactly. Like, or just, like, she comes in, like, riding a snake. Like,
something.
I don't even know. Like, something crazy.
Something so nuts.
Yeah, and,
like when
a
they
full
do the Chinese
suit.
New Year and they have the snake.
Yeah,
like, or
something
they have
like that.
The dragon going through, but it's a snake.
Yeah.
Fuck.
But all
be
in
so
all,
cool.
I want, like, some sort of surprise, drama, you know, to the nines, drop midnight. Like, some sort of surprise midnight
Same.
Drop where she herself is announcing it, rather than just like a, you know, web TV's out, blah, blah, blah.
Agreed. Agreed.
You know,
completely.
I think some sort of verbal announcement from her and then the drop of like that night, you know?
I would like that.
Yeah.
I think we are more likely to get a traditional drop announcement for debut.
Mm.
And I wouldn't hate that. Like, say at the last show, right? December 8th or whatever. She goes out there. I'm so itchy all of a sudden in my outfit. I don't know why. She goes out there. She does surprise songs. Big debut mashup that announces debut. That makes total sense to me. And then it's like debut out December 13th, my birthday, 1 week later. You know, that's cool. And then a surprise, maybe a tweet at 11:30 p.m. on December 31st saying, meet me at midnight. And then it's fucking Reputation New Year's
something
Day.
Like that.
That would be
like a tweet. There's no.
There'll be no explanation. Meet me at midnight.
Ooh!
Oh, I would die. I would die.
I know.
I feel like they have to come out. You know what I mean? Like, people keep saying, like, they won't take away from the sales of the streams or of debut or whatever. I just don't think so. I don't.
I think they're going to be far apart.
You think? I just feel like debut does not. I love debut. It does not pack the punch as Reputation. So I don't think that debut is ever going to stack up.
The only reason I think it's going to be far apart is because both of these albums have such an important part of her life.
Yeah,
like her first ever album and then the album that kind of changed her career.
Yeah.
I don't think it would be giving debut the justice it deserves to have it be so close together.
Yeah.
It would kind of take away from debut in that way. And I think debut, Taylor's version could potentially be like one of the better.
It could,
new one,
good
one of
re-record.
The better Taylor's versions.
For sure.
Especially the vault tracks. Like, I feel like they'll be cute and with country songs, with country singers. Like,
God forbid Faith Hill.
That would be amazing.
Awesome. I would love
so
that.
So I just, and also, like, at the end of the day, she really does follow a pattern with her album drops. Mm-hmm. So a double release like that, I mean, I could be so wrong. I don't see that.
I can see that perspective. And I think that is most likely.
Yeah.
Side note. Are Faith Hill and Tim McGraw really married in real life still?
I think so, yeah.
I think they are, which is even more like she's out in plaid meeting up with Faith Hill.
Yeah,
like,
and I mean,
shove it down her throat, why don't you?
Someone just tweeted, Tavis Nation just quote tweeted, but like Faith Hill and Tay, like it really seems like they've been.
Yeah, she's married to Tim McGraw.
They've been besties for like so long.
Oh, yeah, they've been friends for a long time. Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. I think they've been friends since she did Tim McGraw the song.
Right, that
like,
makes sense.
I think that's, you know, so their whole lives probably.
She's so beautiful, Faith Hill.
You know what else would be amazing? If they. Oh, I just got chills. Literally just got chills thinking about this. What if Taylor and Faith Hill come together for something, some Christmas, whatever, and do a Where Are You Christmas together? Where are you? Because that's Faith Hill's song.
Oh, really?
For the Grinch.
Oh,
and
that'd be cute.
Taylor Swift singing Where Are You Christmas.
Yeah.
Maybe she's doing a Christmas album. Mm. Didn't we think for a minute there was going to be a Christmas? Oh, yeah, because of Christmas Tree Farm and... Did we say something
else? Maybe the plaid, we were like Christmas.
Maybe, yeah. I felt like there was a Christmas vibe somewhere along the lines. Regardless, I would love Faith Hill. Imagine Tim McGraw featuring Faith Hill.
That'd be crazy. That'd be really cute.
That'd be so cute.
I would love that so much.
I would love it so much.
Wow, me too.
I do kind of think, though, I think you're right about... Can we say, admit, or I think I'm big enough now to admit that I do think debut is coming before Reputation. I didn't think that before, but I think it now.
I'm not, I can't make a for sure of what I think because I really don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was getting
We know nothing, Jon Snow.
Exactly. I was getting debut vibes in Miami and I'm seeing a lot of debut. But like to me, I don't know. I'm feeling Reputation just because like the outfits and she's been rocking like more of like a, you know, edgy look. I don't know. I'm so focused on Rep TV
feeling cloudy.
Yeah.
I think that like just the idea of Rep is so big on its own that I think that even if debut came out after Rep, it'd be like, oh yeah, and debut. Like be like a Rep TV and I guess debut instead of like debut, have your moment, wait a while. Then finally the big finale Rep.
Yeah. See, that's what I think. Yeah. Like I feel like that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
stuff.
We have a Mario Kart stream to get to. We are 10 minutes late to that.
We do. But you know what though? Four people can only play at the same time. So we're okay.
Should we do one?
Let's do one more.
Okay. We'll do one DM then.
And then we'll,
okay. Okay. Here we go.
Yep.
Possibly unpopular Taylor opinion. This is from Francesca. Shout out.
Oh, shout out
not
Francesca.
My sister.
Not
yeah, different Francesca.
Not Mariana.
I fully believe that a lot of bandwagon fans that joined just because the Eras Tour seemed popular / trendy will fall off once the tour ends in December.
Fingers crossed.
I'm looking forward to the fandom feeling more like a family again and less crazy.
Mm-hmm. No, literally, fingers crossed. Like,
I beg the Lord that once this tour is over, all the fake fans will fuck off. Please fuck off.
Absolutely. Yeah. Couldn't be more with you on that. And
I really do I feel do, like that. I do.
I feel like that
I
too.
Do. Not that I don't want Taylor to have less fans, but yeah, no. I do feel like all these
fake fans
that, like, you know, are jumping on the bandwagon, want to like Taylor Swift because they're cool and they want clicks, whatever. Hopefully, all these influencers going to the concert just because a brand's sending them, like, whatever. Like, mm-hmm. hopefully they
yeah,
will.
We didn't
all,
even talk about that. About they will the go girls away. Who just got to go. I think with Tarte, maybe Tarte brought a bunch of them.
Yeah, I mean, what are you gonna do? Tarte fucking sucks. They send. Yeah, they suck. So
there's
I don't.
Like, it's like I think the idea of sending people to the Eras Tour as like an influencer thing. I don't think the Eras Tour needs any more.
Like, why not send fans?
No, send
fans.
Right.
Like send
fans.
Swiftie fans.
Right.
Who will or legit love your brand and promote
maybe
that
Swifties
for real.
Or maybe Swifties who have a podcast who would be more than happy to start wearing a Tarte shape stick, whatever the fuck everyone's always talking about.
I do have Tarte shape than, tape in my bag.
I would be more than happy to tout Tarte all over the place if you send me the fucking tour. That's what I'm saying. Like, they're picking influencers they think are popular. It's like the Eras Tour doesn't need promotion anymore.
Yeah,
and like
yeah.
neither does Tarte, to be honest. But it's like if you're sending people and you, I think you'll get more positive eyeballs on Tarte when these influencers that you're sending and people are like, but you're not a Swiftie. Did you have fun? And then they're like, yeah, it was cool. Like, that's not,
yeah, exactly.
that's not what you want out of. And then,
no.
it's, and then you, the brand looks bad. It's like yeah. you sent a bunch of fakes.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do?
I'm very tired of fake
Nothing like
fans.
Game Time.
Nothing like Game
Who
Time.
Who sends real fans only.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. literally.
But for real, though, I think the marketing of like, the Eras Tour or whatever, you know, obviously that's coming to an end soon.
Yeah.
They're just trying to get their last buck or whatever.
I don't
know.
Nick just texted us.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So then, yeah, I think that yes, the fans will kind of fall off, and not saying that they can't still be fans, but I think that the loss of the people who are just really going out of their way to have an opinion on mm-hmm. Taylor when they just got here 5 minutes ago, that
yeah.
I'm hoping will dissipate.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
You know what
me
I mean?
Too.
You know
me too.
What I mean? So yeah. But all right, we got to wrap it up.
Yeah, sorry for the abrupt ending.
Busy, busy gals.
Yeah.
Sorry about it. We will see you all on Tuesday. Thank you so much for calling in and leaving messages. Please continue to do so.
Yes.
Call the number, which you already know,
347-450-0723.
Also message the Taylor Watch Instagram account. And every Thursday we do this, so we look forward to it next week. Thank you also to that one girl who asked us about ourselves. Love that.
Yep.
Feeling good about that. And until then, enjoy the streams in Toronto all weekend long, and we'll see you next week.
Love you guys.
Love
you.